It's part of your balanced breakfast. This is Trends.
Gluten-free.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Welcome to Trends, everybody. I'm Levi, one of your hosts.
I'm Daniel Joseph Cornelius Cornell Hetzel.
That's right. Together we bring you a program called Trends, which is fully improvised. We are given a topic by our wealthy and mysterious benefactor.
Yep, and he spanks make-em-ups and funny bits out of us.
That's right.
That topic.
He wheedles an iron palm to generate nonsense.
And he also has a skidoozle that he likes to skiwazzle us with.
He does.
Yes, and that makes us more, funny.
It does. It twists the funny in curious and unusual ways.
But seriously, you're going to have a good time. It's an adventure.
You can tell by the severity with which Daniel shared that information.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that with just everybody.
No. This is an intimate space where we can be ourselves.
This is also the first show we're doing with the new balcony.
Yes, I noticed that addition.
And the gypsies have kind of moved up there.
I welcome it just for the airing out of aromas.
Yeah, because you kind of got to have that stuff in the open air. I mean, some of the stuff they cook, it's delicious, but, if you're in tiny, enclosed space, with no windows, no ventilation.
The thing I find puzzling about the food the gypsies have been preparing is that regardless of what I think it actually is, it all seems to be it looks like goat. They always seem to be roasting a goat.
I think they just eat goat and, the old one, the old lady.
Yes. Is that a woman?
Yeah.
She's so small.
Mama Khrushchev. But you got to meet these people, Levi.
I've asked that they be removed many times.
They're not going anywhere.
That seems to be the case. We've added a balcony for them to stay on.
They're fine, peaceful living people. But she goes out every day and gathers. And I think somehow they're getting a supply of goat. I don't know
where. It's a lot. A couple goats a day or something.
I haven't even seen one in here. Heard one, but yet they got fresh goat.
Yeah, always roasting on a
spit. Nobody leaves except Mama, and she hasn't come back with goat. I don't know where they're getting it,
I don't really want to know.
Yeah, I don't know if there's like a goat chute down there that Jonfus hasn't told us about.
I hope that's not something.
Goat portal of some type. A lot of lives, a goat portal.
Time, space, dimensions shifting in order to get goat into
but
the
it
building.
It must not be down there. It must be whatever.
They've moved it up to the patio, which I'm glad about because there's less smoke.
It is a patio. It's not really. It's kind of like a balcony patio.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it hangs off, hangs over the edge.
Because there's going to be plans for sunlight up there soon,
right?
Yeah,
so that they can
big plans for this
look
stuff.
Down upon us.
Yeah, well, we can be. That part of the balcony can be bathed. It's a sun balcony. It's a patio.
That's great. I don't really want to spend a lot of time talking about gypsies. That's not really what my understanding of what. This is about.
Maybe the topic will be gypsies tonight. We don't know.
If it is, then I'll talk about gypsies. I hope it is. Sir, we're in the middle of a program right now.
I'm lost.
Oh, if you that door you just stumbled through.
What is that? I'm a dancer.
You're a dancer?
I'm a dancer. 95 years ago, I was dancing.
Well, you're 95.
Still
you have,
got it.
Yeah, you're very strong
right
legs.
Can you see me move?
Oh, that's wow. Yeah,
he's not really moving.
Well, he's swaying from side to side.
Got the moves.
Just go with it, Dan.
The moves. That's one we used to call the dynamite centipede.
Oh, he's trying to spin.
He's just kind of turning around.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful, sir. Thank you for your performance.
I do more dancing,
You know what? I appreciate it, but we're in the middle of this is a studio. We're actually recording a program right now.
Is this some nice old time music?
It's not. We don't generally have a lot of music in the program.
Music is good for the soul.
Yes,
old time music.
Music is curative and wonderful.
Sure, would like to see a program where they record it live. I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to pull up this chair.
Actually, you could go up to the balcony upstairs if you want to hang out.
Yeah. That's
are you sure?
Fine, I guess.
How do I get up there? See that ladder, that rope ladder? I didn't get up there.
There's a spiral staircase around the back.
Staircase around the back, sir. I like walking in the spiral.
Yeah, well, you don't have to spin anymore, sir. It's okay. So
I forgot. That's a message for you.
Oh, you have a message for us.
Somebody's in me.
I'm sorry. I thought you were lost. I didn't know you meant
I am lost. Where am I?
You're in the Trend Studios.
Oh, you called music program?
Can you just give us our message, sir?
Message?
You just said
you had a message for us.
Yeah.
I don't know anything. Oh, he's look, he's got this thing around his neck. I'm not messing
just, with yeah, just take the rope.
Don't you do that? My wife gave me that necklace on the 35th wedding anniversary.
Sir, there's a fresh goat upstairs.
I said goat.
Yeah, there's... Oh, oh wow, he's fast all of a sudden. Oh, what happened there? Wow, okay.
He was pretty dapper dressed, though, for a...
Yeah, that old suit. It's very worn, but it still looked nice. Mm-hmm.
He had that long zoot suit chain.
Yeah.
Surprised he's not tripping over that.
No, he somehow... Well, he didn't move that. I mean, he didn't move that much.
You asked for the goat.
Yeah, you said goat, and... Well, I said goat.
Oh, I said goat.
What? Sir, it's the goat's up there. Are you... Where? You have to go up the ladder?
It's right upstairs.
Or the rope? You can climb the... Look, there's a goat on the roof. Or up on the patio. Or the...
Just did it again.
Okay. Do you want to... Is there a message? Is that what that necklace is? It's got sort of a...
It's kind of like one of those old-timey things where you crack it open and like you're World War II, sweetheart. You just, you know, one thing and you're in the other. I'm just telling you what the necklace looks like.
Yeah, I can see it. You don't have to... I mean, you can describe it for the listeners.
What does it say?
It says wallets? Wallets.
Yep. Is that it? All right. Wallets.
The
Gents topic is?
Today's trends adventure will be wallets. That's what we're gonna get into. We're gonna get into the topic of wallets.
Yeah, because there's so much to dive into, obviously.
Yeah. Who wouldn't, I mean, if I could choose a topic.
Who invented the wallet, do you think?
The
kangaroos.
I'm sorry?
Kangaroos.
You think, oh, because of their pouch. Mm-hmm. That there is a long history of human innovation by learning from nature.
Of course, I would see that and be like, hey, look at that.
I'm gonna make a wallet based on it. But I believe...
That's how man learned how to rape. He saw the gorilla raping another gorilla. Chimpanzee raping another chimpanzee. That's why man began to rape.
Because man would not have come up with rape on their own.
That's a purely animal thing.
Well, I mean...
I think I derailed you with...
Freddy. We've talked about this a little bit. Humans aren't animals.
Yes.
We're not separate from the animal kingdom.
I hate to tell you guys that. We're animals.
We're animals.
Yep.
I'm an animal.
We have culture that we understand.
Look, we have language. We wear clothes.
Culture, we have music.
We have...
glasses, poetry.
Books.
Yep.
We have hats.
Cameras. Swimsuits.
Complex food that is wasteful.
Postcards.
You don't even...
Yeah.
Ice cream.
Oh yeah, stop right there.
We have electricity.
Don, you were the one arguing.
We have Nintendo systems.
Okay, we're sorry. Yeah. We also have PlayStation 3s.
Yeah, we have Xbox 360s.
Yeah.
We have the internet, barbecue, the intranet.
Barbecue. When have you ever seen a gorilla do a barbecue?
Never.
Or clam bake.
Never have.
Never.
And you know what? Here's the thing. If we're learning rape from them, shouldn't they be learning something back? I mean, shouldn't there be an exchange here?
Yeah, I'm sure there is, but like we just can't communicate because we don't speak the same language.
Well, they don't speak a language.
Yeah, they do. How do you know? You're not a gorilla.
That's not a real argument.
You don't know how they communicate.
I do know how they communicate.
How do they communicate?
Baby? Grunts, gestures. What'd you call me?
That's a language.
That's not. It's
to them.
Well, I mean,
you can't like read Huckleberry Finn. But you can, like, you know.
I can read Huckleberry
Finn.
You
can, but a gorilla can't pick it up and read it in grunts and groans. But
well, they wouldn't get it.
Something.
It's
that
cultural.
Grunt means, like, hey, you know.
Okay, you're right. They do have a system of communication, which could be defined as a language.
Yeah,
I was thinking of a spoken language, and you're right. The American Sign Language is a language, and that's not spoken.
That's true.
So I will concede your point, sir.
They did teach us rape.
Yes. Yes, they did. The great apes of the jungle taught the great apes of the city.
I think it's time to take a break. Rape. Break, rape.
Welcome back to Trends.
Wallets.
Wallets. That's our topic for the day. Dan, did you ever have a Velcro wallet when you were young? A wallet that
I don't
Velcro
remember.
Shut?
So I'm gonna say because I don't remember, the answer is no.
Yeah, you'd remember.
I think the first wallet I got was a leather wallet, like my dad gave me or something. It was like not, you know, it was just a nice little wallet. You know?
Yeah.
The concept to me at that point was like, there's stuff I need to carry around with me all the time. You know.
I had it was a like a vinyl-y like kind of plasticky wallet.
Yeah, the classic wallet.
That was it. Had velcroed shut.
What color was it?
It was orange and yellow. Really,
sometimes like
gross.
The Velcro is different colors than the
yes. The Velcro was a yellow on an orange sort yeah. of. It was on an orange part. So it had a place for money, and it had a sort of like a licensed business card place. Oh. Even though you know I was 10 years old.
And a place for candy.
Well, anywhere is a place for candy.
True.
But it mostly went in my mouth.
Yeah.
Not
the best
a lot
place for candy.
Didn't spend a lot of time in my wallet. Yeah. And I didn't have much money. I did like saving money. Like, I would occasionally...
Saving money. Is that a good
thing? Oh, that's the saving money. You know what that means? Huh? We get to play for fast cash.
Oh,
whenever
yes.
you hear the saving money
here, just
theme song.
Here's a fucking dime.
Dan, just give me a dollar. That's
you won.
And that's how the game works.
Yep, great.
Congratulations to me.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Saving money.
Oh, you know what that sound means?
Yep.
You get to play for fast cash.
Fast cash.
And Dan here is a $20 bill. You gave me a dime?
That's all I got on me.
I don't have anything smaller. You know what else? I don't have anything else. That's
okay.
All I have.
We'll end the game here.
$20.
$20.
Good. So, I had a Velcro wallet. Not that interesting. But I did have one. It was important to me. It made me feel like, money was a thing that I should be aware of.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of teaches you that, like, hey, you gotta, I don't keep my money in a wallet.
Right now you don't?
No. Nope.
Where do you keep your money?
I can't tell you where I keep it, but it's not my wallet.
But, yeah, I mean, like, I don't mean, like, where do you, I don't mean, like,
no,
I know.
It's not hidden.
I know
it's
you are afraid of the banks. Like, I get
wallet.
That you are a conspiracy theorist and you think the banks are going to rip you off.
Yeah.
I don't want to know where you keep the bulk of your money.
Well, let me tell you, it's in a plastic bag, and I stuff it somewhere. So
okay.
I need to know. Or under something.
So it's under your mattress.
My
oh, you mean the money you carry on you.
Yeah, I have it wrapped up in, like, a Ziploc bag. Two or three.
Four. Hit
it.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were starting a song.
Oh, yeah. No.
Two, three, four. You have three Ziploc bags.
What did you think I was going to say?
A lot of them start that way. Two, three, four. I'll start spreading the news.
Yes, that was the original one.
I'm leaving today.
Go, sir. Here's your car. Leave.
Okay.
Is that the one that goes, I wanna.
Well, if you're a stroke victim.
That is why I don't go to musicals, by the way.
Does someone sing New York more?
That's all I hear when I see musicals. So.
Have you ever been to a musical?
Yes.
Are you telling me the truth?
Yes, I saw Hair.
Oh, that's a terrible musical.
When it ended, I thought it was done because it had been 3 fucking hours.
Yikes.
And, like, it's too much for me.
Yeah.
And I thought it was done. I got my coat and was getting ready, and they were like, no, there's a second act.
Intermission? You wanted to leave it intermission?
I was done. I was done at whatever the first word was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did the people get naked in that production? Hair is famous for having nudity.
That would have kept me there.
But it's sort of really dated. Like, that show is...
Oh, yeah. It's had its moment.
Really past its prime.
Yeah. I like how they... I mean, what is the longest running Broadway show ever? I assume it's...
I don't know the longest ever.
But it can't be more than, like, 20 years, right?
20 years long?
Yeah, continuously, right?
No, that's
what I'm saying. Like, I love how they try to milk it out as long as they can.
Oh, you mean like Cats, how long it stayed on? I thought you meant like the running time from curtain up to curtain down.
No. I meant like, say a Broadway play. Like, what's the longest running time on one of those?
It's,
like, four,
I think
like,
Cats maybe is up there in the,
but like 10, 11,
high, in the mid-high 20s. No,
mid-20s,
it's long.
So I'm always like, they're trying to milk. I mean, they milk Rent as long as they could.
Yeah, they restage it. Yeah. But people keep going, you know? Like, if the audience wants it...
Let's hope it doesn't extend to the next generation of people.
I didn't know we'd get to, although, you know, wallets, Rent, that makes sense. I actually didn't see the connection. The musical Rent, they made it into a movie. I've seen segments of it in live performance, and I've seen the movie version, the somewhat recent movie version, the last 15 years or so. And my complaint about Rent is that is far from timeless. Like, it's about AIDS and sort of entitled people who don't want to work to pay their rent. Like the AIDS is still relevant. It's still a thing, but it was a huge problem, and it's been a little more covered, at least in the first world, and developing countries are also making improvements. You know, that's neither here nor there. It's an interesting topic, but they're mostly singing about how I don't want to get a job. I just want to be an artist. And the thing is, it's not, though. That's the stupid, I hate this stereotype of, like, I'm an artist, so I shouldn't, figure out how to, like, no, you work to support yourself.
And then you do art.
If you can make your money from the art you do, that's fantastic. Yeah. You mostly aren't going to be able to, but you're not entitled to anything. Just find your way to do it.
LeBron James,
Because you say he's an artist with the basketball?
Mm-hmm.
Although, isn't he sort of someone who's never quite reached his potential?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that the thing about LeBron James?
LeBron Lames. Thank you.
Is that a thing?
No.
But I'm right, though, right? I don't know. I don't follow. This is important. Everyone know this. I don't really follow the NBA, the National Basketball Association. Is that correct?
That's what that stands for? Yeah.
And Dan is a big follower of the National Basketball Association.
And me too, motherfucker.
Nope.
Did you say NBA?
That brings jumpers in here.
Did you say NBA?
Who's that old man? What are you doing in here, old man?
I'm about to say NBA.
Yeah.
We're talking about NBA. Who cares? Who let this motherfucker in here?
You did. You were supposed to be guarding the lobby.
Are you kidding me? I was everywhere in that lobby. Are you kidding me? He couldn't have got by me.
You were everywhere instead of at the door.
I walked right by and said hi to you.
You don't need to.
You didn't say hi to me.
Well, motherfucker, if I heard you, I would have said hi to you. My dad taught me right. Is that gold up there? Gold. That old man run.
He is fast when there's any mention of don't say the name of the animal. Because he'll come back. Just.
All right.
So, yeah, Dan and you, Jumpers, you guys are both NBA guys. You guys follow the NBA.
Hell yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah, we like it.
But that means I don't really know a lot about it. But I feel like I've read some things that LeBron James is sort of supposedly like has the sort
potential.
Of capacity to be one of or the greatest basketball player of all time.
Yeah.
But he sort of doesn't have the drive. Like he doesn't care. He won't kill someone to
he's
win,
just
right?
He's getting by, you know?
Right, but he doesn't always even want to be the leader. Isn't that the thing? Like
he's a team player. He's more interested about the team.
Who do people still say is the best? Is it Michael Jordan?
I don't even know right now, man. There's a lot of good guys.
No, I mean like ever. Like who, you know, when people talk about the best ever,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
Is it Jordan, or who else? Wilt Chamberlain? Is he still held up?
Wilt Chamberlain, yeah, he got that 100-point game.
Right.
It's the 50th anniversary of that just recently. Dated. This ain't timeless anymore.
Why? Because of the... I mean, for years you can say it's recently.
That's true. That is true.
Nobody knows. Nobody's paying that much attention to Wilt Chamberlain.
Not anymore.
But so, like, Jordan is, like, the gold standard of players, right?
So, yeah.
Because he has that competitive thing where he'll get fired up and...
Yeah, he even played game sick. Like, he had the flu, but somebody said something to press made him mad. Knocked him out.
Right, and he won, like, what, 7 or 8 championships?
Something like that. Did them all hanging in the air.
Exactly, with his tongue out, his legs spread,
and
his name brand sneakers.
Yep.
But isn't it, LeBron James is sort of famous, like, you don't know which game, if he's going to show up or if he's not, if he's into it.
He just shows up, my man. He's not like that now.
I mean, like, physically, like, ready to play and win, show up like that.
He's pretty good this year.
Really?
Yeah, he's doing all right.
All right.
They're, like, you know, neck and neck for number one in that division.
Is it Miami? Is that who he plays for?
Yeah. Is that Dwayne Wade.
And now he's the, like, team leader, isn't
he's
he?
He's the man, yeah.
But he should be not, I mean, shouldn't LeBron be in charge? Shouldn't he be the man in charge?
Dwayne Wade can outschool him. Hell no, Dwayne, they know their place.
Do they?
A good team, hell yeah.
Okay, all right. It's fascinating to me. Like,
Dwayne Wade's a man.
He's supposed to be, you know, LeBron James?
Yep, Dwayne Wade.
Okay,
yep,
I'm sorry we're getting into the...
Yeah, we got to stop this right now.
I'm sorry.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I'm stopping.
I'm going to say the G word again.
I don't know what that...
Goat?
Oh.
I say goat. There's all right.
Goat. Yeah, there's goat up there.
Goat.
There he goes.
And he's fat.
He only
look at that spiral staircase.
Yeah.
He looks like a blur going up there.
Hey, thanks for putting in the staircase, by the way.
You're welcome.
I think just the rope was going to be a bad idea.
The diamonds are going to go on next week. We're getting them imported from Peru.
Diamonds?
Yep.
For the staircase?
Hell yeah.
Wow. That's impressive.
Hell yeah. Wait till you see it. You ain't seen shit yet.
Well, I just don't...
You ain't even going to be able to see shit. All the sparkle going on in that staircase.
Well, see, I don't want it to be a distraction. This is still a studio.
It won't be.
Okay. I'm going to trust you on this.
You got it, man. Yeah, it's going to look really good, Levi. Trust me.
Dan, how do you know? Have you seen drawings? Or?
Yeah, I've seen drawings and some pictures and some mock-ups. Yeah, I do lots of mock-ups and shit.
Why haven't I seen any of these?
Well, because you'll like the finished product. I just showed Dan, said, is this going to be cool? You know, he kind of went, what'd you say? I don't know. Yeah, that's what he said. And, you know, we're just going to go from there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All good.
Okay, fine. That's fine. That's fine, Jumpers. I'm not calling into question your aesthetic abilities or, you know, any...
Oh, and I had a Velcro wallet too, Levi. I heard about that.
You did?
Hell yeah.
Did you? Was there anything on it?
Kumo D.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Wow, I didn't know they made a Kumo D.
I made a Kumo D wallet.
You made it yourself?
Hell yeah.
Did you stitch it on or how did
I got a wallet and I drew a picture of permanent marker.
Oh, okay.
Permanent marker's a Kumo D.
Nice. That's awesome.
And on the other side, I said, I go to work.
Was that one of his songs?
Look, you made him leave.
Yeah.
He looked pissed at you.
I like every once in a while if I don't know some knowledge that I get rid of him.
Did you see that look he gave you?
Yeah, it was pretty...
Dude, you're lucky. You're lucky to be
he
alive.
He burned a hole in my skull with that look.
You don't know Kumo D, I go to work?
No, of course I do.
I go to work. Come on.
Dan, of course I do.
The video. Go home, do yourself a favor, get the video. Video is fantastic.
I'm telling
you. This man is just trying to go to work, and he's, like, beating the shit out of ninjas, just doing all this stuff, trying to get to work.
We've all been there.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
It's a typical day.
Yeah, absolutely. So why do you think wallets came about? You know, prior to the wallet, it was a sack, you know, of money. And it was originally, like...
Well, probably as wallets came probably around, as money kind of got into
turned
a form
into paper.
You could carry it, you know?
When it became representational instead of having worth...
When you were finally able to carry it around, not in a little sack, you know?
Right, but that was the transition from money having its own value to having a value as sort of a representative of, you know, based on gold or whatever.
You ever hear about cowrie shells?
No, I don't think
so. It's a shell that, like, they traded down in, like, Africa or in the Middle East or something, but, like, the currency... They're these tiny little shells that they...
Oh, okay.
They're kind of dull-looking when they get them, and they do a process to them. They make them, they polish real nice, and so they're really shiny. But, like, the currency rate at, like, the time of, like, way back in the day, like, you know, when they used that currency, it was, like, ridiculous. You had to carry, like, 30 giant sacks of these to buy, like a couple cows or something.
Of the shells?
Yeah, so, like, it was totally ridiculous to carry around, like... The
ratio, impractical.
Yeah, the ratio was like 1 to like 3,000 or something like this. So
yeah.
Like, you know, it was ridiculous.
So I bet eventually people started writing on a note like, you can go get your 30 sacks, it's at my place.
It took a long time.
And those notes became sort of currency then, you know, like they became what the dollar or the loonie in Canada or the English pound, or now it's the euro, right?
You mentioned the credit cards, identification cards, you know.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And
everything
now.
Everything is fitted now for that.
Yeah.
Get your stamp from the American government. Become a robot, become a sheep, become the lemming. Welcome to it. Here's your driver's license. Jonathan and I burned our driver's licenses last week.
What if you get pulled over?
Fuck it. They ain't gonna have me in the. They're not gonna have me in the record.
Yes, they are. You had a driver's license.
That doesn't. My driver's license.
That doesn't get rid of your record. Man, I've explained this.
Find me.
I'm saying they're gonna pull. You'll get pulled over for some minor infraction.
That address I had on there is not even my current address.
That it doesn't matter. You're still in.
Foolproof plan.
You're in the system.
I've been over this 1,000 times.
Yeah, but you just say the same thing. Foolproof, and then you're done talking about it.
Because they can't find me.
Dan, it's not finding you isn't the problem.
It is.
If you do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm. They gotta find me.
No. If there's a policeman who sees you commit a crime,
he's gotta find me, because I can do it and then run away. Jonathan, I've been through this 1,000 times.
You're saying you're gonna flee the police.
Yeah.
Say you roll through a stop sign.
Yeah.
Policeman turns on his sirens, just a basic pull you over, going to write you a ticket.
Yeah.
Instead of you just getting pulled over and getting a ticket for $100, you're going to peel out and become a high-speed car chase?
Absolutely.
And you think you will get away in that scenario?
They're going to find me.
No, he'll be behind you the whole time.
If the car breaks down or I crash, I can just jump out and run somewhere and hide in a bush.
That doesn't work for anybody.
Yeah, it does.
No, you do not escape the police.
It's easy.
It's not easy. It's
very
difficult.
We have methods of disguise. We have methods of chameleonization.
Are you talking about your black sweatshirt?
Yeah.
That's not. What if it's not night?
There's black everywhere. Look around you in the studio. Where's there black? Right here. Yeah, beside you,
thanks,
Jumpers.
Okay,
I say black? That's a race I am.
Okay, sir. That's not what we were talking about.
I got it.
You still got it.
Yeah.
I
still got gold.
Oh! Just made himself go get goat.
He did.
Jeez. It's bizarre.
It is a little weird.
They
can't catch me, man.
Yes, they can catch you. You can't. So here's the thing. The government is not out to get you.
Yeah.
No.
They're out to control us.
They're not.
Keep us dumb. They're out to.
Though, here's the thing. They
don't want us together as a whole mass, because if we do, we can take over.
You and your wackadoo conspiracy people.
Wackadoo. Look, that's numbers. That's a numbers game, my man.
No, that's the...
Will you bet on 3,000 or you bet on 1 million?
I don't know what you mean.
If you're fighting. Unless the 3,000 had nuclear weapons and such. Okay, I got you.
Or they were like the 300 soldiers who beat 1,000 other people, like, you know, in Sparta.
Well, like, did you ever hear that Hannibal battle? He did that. He wiped out, like, a whole line of, like, Roman, like...
Centuries?
Yeah, like a whole line of people were just done after this one battle with him.
Is this, I like that this idea of that being, like, you're a professor, and that's how you explain historical events.
Hell no.
A whole line of people were done.
I can't remember the term.
No. I actually think this is great.
Because I know how you think it's
great. No, I'm not making fun of you. I love it. I think that I would actually enjoy that lecture.
Yeah, I bet, yeah.
But what I'm trying to say, and you are not letting me say, and that's why I'm attacking you a little bit, and I apologize.
I was
it's petty. You mean for my attacks just now?
Yeah, if you were trying to get me.
No. I'm saying that the government...
Throw a punch at me.
What?
Just throw a punch at me. I'll get out of the way.
I'm not going to throw a punch.
Don't even tell me what you're going to do. Just do something.
I'm not going to do it.
Get away. That, at best.
I'm not doing that.
Just do anything.
I don't want to do anything violent.
Throw something at me. I'll get out of the way.
No.
I'll get away.
I'm trying to...
I'm going
to
bounce something off the wall.
At yourself?
Yep. See, I dodged it.
You just threw a ball at the wall and moved out of the way.
Yeah, I got out of the way.
Okay, great. That is not my point. Can I just say what I'm trying to say?
Go ahead. Nobody's stopping you.
You're stopping me.
Who is? You. See, look, ball. See, it hit me in the back of the head.
Yeah, I'm not
you
moving out of your stupid ball.
Of cops. Don't burn your driver's
license. Why do you have a bunch of ping pong balls in here anyways? You're not going to tell me? You look pretty guilty.
Gypsy's daughter.
You're playing ping pong? We don't even have a ping pong table.
It's kind of a weird version of ping pong.
What do you...
It's like more like soccer, ping soccer.
You just kick a ping pong ball around?
Yeah, we set up goals and...
Wait, you've been coming and playing in the studio?
Oh, yeah, she's...
Man, you're obsessed with this girl. You got to knock it off.
Yeah,
she doesn't even speak English.
I know, we have fun. That's why we come up with games like, you know...
All right.
Pong soccer.
All I'm trying to say is that the government is not as organized as you give them credit.
Who? Who isn't?
The government.
Yeah, they're definitely not as organized as we
no.
give them credit
for. No, so for them to have this
that
sort of
feeds into it,
overall machination about world control, they'd have to be an organized unit, and they're crazy bureaucratic
but
mess.
They use these other things to dilute it and get us confused and keep us in control.
Yeah, you're like a madman. You're just a rambling madman right now. This doesn't make any sense, what you're saying.
I would get away.
Yeah, you'd probably get away, or you'd kill yourself jumping into
if
some
I'm as fast
crevice.
As that old man up there, when I'm at that age, I'll get away.
But you're not that fast now. Like, if I said goat to you, it would take you like 10 minutes.
You got a request saying goat.
Sir, you don't need to respond every time.
I'm glad you said it. If you said goat, come quit saying it, please. I'm tired of running down these
stairs. I'm sorry.
I'm 98 years old.
You know what? I heard they're going to watch the NBA up there on the patio, on the porch.
NBA.
Yeah.
On the floor.
Yeah, and have more goat.
Goat. Oh.
It's kind of fun. It's like a magic
it
trick
is.
To get him to go. Away and come back and disappear again.
It's kind of fun.
There was a brief period of time in my early 20s, and this is embarrassing, longer than I would like. I'm going to call it brief to save face.
I kind of was a dick there. Say.
So you said you don't carry money in a wallet because you just store it up in your taint.
And by my testicles.
I thought it would be super awesome to have a money clip, like a brass... No,
oh, hell yeah. That's like
clip.
A sign of, like, your upper echelon in class.
Yeah, you're super cool. Yeah. It's like what rich old white dudes have.
Yeah, as opposed to that little what do you call it, a little mouth thing, that plastic thing that you pinch the
sides. Oh, yeah.
Sides and they
open the coin
coins,
purse.
Which are actually pretty awesome for a coin purse.
Yeah, they keep the coins, and they don't jiggle around, but they get really gross inside.
Yeah, when you open it up.
Like, just,
like
you know
the
that.
Jar of money that you keep, you know that jar of money? Like, that thing stinks.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, absolutely, and that's such a great example. Like,
hey,
don't put money in your mouth, or like, don't don't phone it. Money's gross and dirty.
It's like a motherfucker.
If you need proof, just use a coin purse for like a week, and then take out the coins and look in there. You'll see like a civilization of bacteria and disgustingness.
And it smells like a Mexican place's trash, like a restaurant.
That
trash.
Is offensive to me.
No, it's true. I actually took it to a Mexican restaurant and I had them identify the smell. And they actually thought it was trash.
They thought it was their trash?
Yeah.
That you had?
They thought I stole it from their trash.
Did you put some cilantro in there? How did you pull that off?
Well, there was some cilantro in the air.
Okay. Fair enough.
That's going to be the name of an album I make.
Cilantro in the air?
Yeah.
That's a terrible...
Dan, I'm writing it down. I got you. I got your back. Cilantro in the air. Cilantro in the air. Can't you feel it? Do you like cilantro, Levi?
I do. I love cilantro. It's delicious. I use it in a lot of different...
What? You made a mess.
What? That was a fair... I just answered his question.
He's still going to be mad about that Kumo D thing. It's going to take him a while.
Yeah, as he should be.
Yeah.
I almost toyed with pretending I thought he was talking about Cool in the Gang, and I decided that would be too much. That would be pushing.
Do you know what's very strange right now I saw in a magazine? So you know Van Halen is back together, right, with David Lee Roth?
I've heard that, yeah.
And so,
and the kid, right, though? Isn't it like the kid of Van Halen playing the...
Give a shit, really, but, you know.
Playing the drums?
Yeah, whoever. Good, do your thing. I'm glad people go see you. You guys can make a living. It's all good. You know, what else are you going to do at this point? You're Van Halen. And guess who's opening for them in this tour?
Temple of a Dog?
No.
Did you like that guess?
Yeah, I did.
I was pretty proud of myself.
Yeah, that is, actually.
Decent pull.
Stop a second.
A weird pull, but
yeah,
it was...
Yeah.
AC/DC.
No.
Black Sabbath.
No. Oh.
I don't know, man. I'm just trying to say name old bands. Ted Nugent.
No.
And just him shooting a gun for 30 minutes.
Okay, you ready for this?
No.
Cool in the Gang.
Is it? What?
I am not joking.
For Van Halen?
Yes.
Who's going to that show?
Exactly.
That's
Who's going to be so pissed off at Cool in the Gang?
You're going
to have to play the extended cut of Jungle Boogie, like, just the whole time. People are going to get mad.
I guess Because the Van Halen audience, that's specific, right? Yeah. People who are going to Van
Halen.
It's a
totally different type of music.
They're in their 40s and 50s. Yeah. They're white. Yeah.
And I think Van Halen could probably have their pick of some pretty good bands to open for them, you know, especially if they're back at Diggly Raw.
Cool and the Gang has some songs,
that's what I'm saying. It's not like Cool and the Gang are slouches. They could probably...
Right. I mean, they...
Tour bars and stuff.
Yeah, they. You're right. They can't get Cool and the Gang didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
If someone...
Are you kidding me? They probably jumped at it. They're probably like, are you kidding me? That's the weirdest thing ever. That's probably why they...
Yeah. Maybe they're pals. Like, I like the idea that a couple of members of Van Halen, a couple of members of Cool and the Gang, like, just hang out all the time, and then they're like, hey, we should do a show.
That's probably why... I can't remember the bass player's name. Michael Anthony? That's probably why he left and joined Sammy Hagar.
I think you mean Anthony Michael Hall. He plays bass.
Yeah, he does. I'm sorry.
You didn't care for that at all.
Yeah.
I think you were about to go join Jumpers because of my Anthony Michael Hall mention.
I think it's about time for a break, Rape.
It's your
break, Rape! Ah! Ba-da-ba-ba, zweedoop, weep, weep, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Welcome back to Trends.
Yep, that's our adventure theme.
That is the new adventure theme.
Oh, hello, Don.
Oh, boy.
Wait, you speak English? Yes. I have been watching on TV. Would you like to come play Pong soccer with me?
We are in the middle of is it Esmeralda? I don't...
Yeah, it's Esmeralda.
Is that really right?
Esmeralda.
We're actually in the middle of a...
Do you want to come and play a game with me?
We're in the middle of a program right now.
I'm not talking to you.
I know, but I am telling you...
I hear stuff happening, like sounds.
Okay, Dan, can you... This is obnoxious.
I can't come right now. Do you want to play maybe a little bit later? Yes, I would like that very much. We have some gold upstairs. Yeah. Somebody should go. Who brought this man here?
You did. You brought him when you said, okay, you're just going to ignore
me.
You
said go. Sorry. Oh, see, that's what you got to do to get rid of him.
Yeah. How do you get rid of the gypsies?
You're not going to get rid of me so easy.
Yeah, okay. I know. It's been weeks.
I like your beard.
No, we're not.
I wasn't talking to you. You come up, I'll be upstairs if you need me, Dan. I'm going to walk very slowly up the spiral staircase.
Okay. Well, Dan's not going to do anything but stare for a minute. So, we're talking about wallets.
Ooh, don't need any dimes on that staircase. Not going to lie to you.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
But you're right. Diamonds are full of flaws.
Definitely playing some pong soccer later.
That is not... That's such a... If you heard someone else say that, you would make fun of them.
That's just me we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I would make
fun
of them.
If someone else is like, I'm playing...
If a woman like that was involved in it, forget about it.
I'm trying.
You could make up any combination of words. I don't even listen to you. Just do whatever you got to do.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. My complaint is that we are here to do a program. You know, we are contracted by Sir Lapsalot to come to the studio every week and deal with the issues presented with us. We are supposed to have invigorating conversations.
Go on, Levi.
We are supposed to share our knowledge about subjects. And we are supposed to welcome our guests and have, good discussion.
Right on!
You're being obnoxious.
That's Jumpers. That's not even me.
Yeah, I'm talking to Jumpers. You are also being obnoxious.
Let it happen, Levi.
All right. The problem now is it's just nothing but interruption.
Uh-huh.
We've got an old man showing up whenever anyone says goat.
Goat.
Which is... damn it.
Goat!
Now these gypsies who've been living in here for weeks are... They have thus far not interrupted the program. And now they are bleeding into the program.
Well, Levi.
So I don't know how much more of this I'm supposed to tolerate, because somebody has to take charge of this. I don't want to run this ship. I'm not in charge of this ship.
All right, we'll just talk about wallets. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm getting fired up.
Saving money. Oh, you know what that means.
No,
it's time to play our fast game for cash here.
That's right.
Pay fast, play fast and win big. Okay, Levi, here's $20.
Give me back my $20.
Yep.
You think this is just going to make everything go away? Just give me back my...
Saving money.
All right.
I like that song, Dan. You better write that one down.
That actually is a great jingle. I mean, it's wonderful.
Single this, Levi. Saving money.
All right, let me try it. Saving money. All right, that is kind of nice.
Save money.
Why would you even...
coming down here,
that's
sir?
That's not a goat.
Hustle. That man has hustle.
Yeah, he does. He does. He somehow is
it's
shuffling.
DJ's drama to shame.
He shuffles, but he's fast. I don't get that.
On the hustle, yeah.
Shuffle on the hustle?
Shuffle on the hustle, right?
Shuffle the hustle, don't let the hustle shuffle you.
Yep.
That's how it would go.
Are you scatting there for a second?
A little bit, but I'll clean it up. Did you catch that? That was a poop joke. Thanks.
Oh, I missed it.
Just scat. Scat is also another word for scat poop. And I said, I'll clean it
so
up.
So when you were a kid,
go on.
At the library, I used to just want to, anything comedy, I used to like just grab. Mm-hmm. So you'd get everything at the local library that you'd usually find, like, you know, records and, you know, it's like Bill Cosby records and all that stuff.
That's it.
No, like, I mean, there's more. Some cool libraries, you could find some
dirty
ones.
Fire Science Theater. Was it called? Fireside Theater.
Yeah, the Fireside Theater. But, like, then you'd move on to, like, I like kind of old-timey radio stuff back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, and, like,
they
just had radios of stuff, just bloopers, like uncensored bloopers stuff. And they just had tons of swearing on it. I don't think they realized what they had.
Oh, and they couldn't air it, or they...
Well, there would just be these records of just stuff from bloopers from different radio shows, TV shows, and stuff like that. And I would just listen to them. But the reason I brought this up is they would always, I guess... Language changes over time. You know, gay doesn't mean the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, happy.
But boners. Same. They would say, like, laughs, guffaws, boners. You know?
Oh, and like those
was,
are errors?
Yeah, and I thought it was really funny that, you know, like, it used to crack me up. You know?
Yeah, yeah, because the boners meant the dirty thing to you.
Yeah, and they would even say it on the thing, and you'd be like, because, you know, they don't know.
Those sound like hilarious tapes, actually. Yeah. It was probably really weird,
there
though.
Because
I bet you didn't even know the shows always.
Well, they would set it up. They'd be like, this next clip is blah, 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 blah. And, like, they had one of my favorite ones was Bozo the Clown Show. And my dad actually told me about this. My father actually told me about this, like, before. So it was kind of fun hearing it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Apparently, Bozo turns to some kid, you know, says, hey, kid, how are you doing down there? You know, you want to play the game? And it's this real tough-sounding kid. He goes, fuck off, clown! Amazing.
Like, that's fantastic. I
played that over and over again. That
was
amazing.
Yeah. I love that.
You know, right?
So sincere.
Yeah.
And you know that Bozo had to be like, all right, that's, you know what?
Cool.
That's your, I appreciate your honesty.
That. You're alive,
that's totally
thank
legit.
You.
Yeah, yeah, I mean,
that's back in the day.
I'm in a lot of trouble, but thank you for that, because that's hilarious. You actually just reminded me of, you know, you're kind of talking about time differences.
Yeah.
But the cultural difference, there's a cultural difference that I think is really interesting on a television shows. You know the thing where a character breaks? Like they'll show those bloopers.
Yes.
Of an actor.
Yeah.
Like, when I was young, like I thought it was great to, like, watch.
Clark shows?
Yeah, any of those are even, like, a little more, like, 80s sitcoms.
Yeah.
They'd show, like, here's them trying to do a scene, and then this actor keeps cracking up, you know?
That's what's so thrilling about Rock Live.
Yeah. But in the U.S. version, you know, they would always say, they call it breaking. You know, like, you're breaking in the scene. I think because you're breaking the reality of the scene.
You're breaking the scene, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember rape being as
common.
But in the UK, you know, once I started seeing more of those bloopers, they call it corpsing, you know, which is different than breaking.
It's the same thing, though.
And it's, yeah, that's what they call when you break, in when you're laughing and the scene's ruining it, they call it corpsing. And I think it's because when you play a dead person, this is all, I don't know if any of this is true, but when you play a dead person, if you laugh, you ruin it.
Yeah.
And I imagine it came from people breaking.
That's amazing.
While they were being a corpse.
Look
and that's
you.
Where the word, that's what I bet where the term came from.
Levi?
Yeah?
I forgive you about your comment about Kumo D.
Well, thanks, man.
That's an astute piece of reasoning. Don't you agree, Dan? Yeah, I would definitely say so.
Well, I appreciate it.
All's forgiven, my man. You educated me today.
That's great.
Everybody's done that. Thank you. I'm going to shake your hand.
Oh, okay. Well, you have a strong grip.
Thank you. But don't forget, Kumo D, I go to war.
I never would.
Yeah, otherwise we'll be enemy.
Yeah, celebrate good times.
Yeah.
Come on.
Fuck you. Oh, we actually got a vocal out of
it. I didn't think that was that bad.
He didn't give you a look.
No, I mean, that was...
He does those so quiet, but they're so loud. Like,
yeah, his mouth didn't move.
He gets really mad when he does that. I don't like it, but like at the same time I cherish it.
Yeah.
And I always like write this down in my memory because I'm going to replay it later. It's going to be really funny if we can get through it. So, like, I don't know. Congratulations.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a little intimidated because
Dan, are you sure you cannot come up here?
Oh, boy.
No, Esmeralda, I really got to do this thing. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not a fan of
just,
what?
You know, we have stuff waiting.
What does that mean?
He knows what it means. Yeah, we have stuff. I have stuff waiting for you.
I don't like this.
Upstairs.
Why is she moving that way?
What? It's a rhythm of the earth, Levi. You either get it or you don't.
Yeah, I don't. I don't get it.
You shall have some later.
I don't.
All right, let's hurry the show up.
Okay, well, there's... All right.
Do we have a guest or something? Pretty sure we have a guest.
I don't know. Jompers will usually lets us know. Like, we should have a guest. I don't know. Things are just all over the map. Like, I'm trying to stay focused.
We're trying to talk about wallets.
We barely talked about, you know, I was going to ask you if you ever had a chain wallet when that was cool.
Did you have a chain wallet?
You're just asking me the question.
Well, did you? Because I haven't, but I bet you did.
Otherwise fuck you, man.
No,
fuck
otherwise you.
You
wouldn't want to ask the question.
Yeah, I would. That's all. No, you know what kind of person has a chain wallet. It's like the 90s version of a hipster. Like the grunge dude.
Or I mean the deep chat, like almost as, like...
Anything, just a wallet on a chain. Like, I've never in my life had enough valuables that I needed to chain it to anything.
Go on, Levi!
I'm not doing that. I'm not ramping up to some...
Sorry about this. Sound like it!
Yeah, it did. I mean, I know you're really mad at me right now.
No, it's a tone of voice thing. I sometimes do sound really...
Total tone!
That wasn't
total
even...
Total tone, that's another name.
That wasn't even words. Why are you writing down total tone?
You can't let these moments pass you by.
Yeah, you can, sometimes.
You didn't wake up in the middle of the night and write... Scrambled Eggs, which became yesterday. We would never have that piece of shit song. So I guess that was a bad song to pick because I actually don't like
that
song.
Yeah, no one wants to hear that.
Love the Beatles, but don't like that song. So do you think Paul McCartney
has a wallet? He woke up in the middle of it? Is that your segue?
Yeah.
That is atrocious, man.
Yep.
I love you like a, well, actually more than a brother because I got some issues with my family.
Yeah, whatever that is.
But,
whatever that more than a brother is.
Well.
More than a brother. Is that,
oh, man.
That's what I'm going to call it.
No, I mean, you know, you have a sibling. You know, you get along pretty well with your sis.
Yes, but, we've learned to over the years.
But, you know, I've just had brothers. You know, I have sisters through marriage, but I just have brothers. And we don't hang out a lot. It's not...
kind of how it is.
We're not calling each other on the phone and talking. You know, it's just not our thing. And so I feel like if I said you're like a brother to me, it means... I don't really want to spend a lot of time with you unless I have to.
Thank you for, you know.
So I don't want to say, I wouldn't say that. You know, you're like somebody who I choose to hang out with.
I love you like a sister. Because I love my sister.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to make you any dinner. Like, I know she makes you a lot of food. I'm not.
I can make you food, then.
What?
Food
waiting. Why is she, why can't she, it's like a minute. She can't stay up.
A girl like this.
Can you, Esmeralda, whatever, can you please give us, it's like 15 minutes.
15?
Do you know how to tell time? These are American minutes.
I can tell the time. Thank you. No need to be insulting.
I'm not trying to be insulting. It was a little insulting. I think you're doing
There's
fine,
no
man.
Chance up here, then. It's not in the certainty. Okay, Levi.
No,
this motherfucker
you can't.
Up.
There's no way. How do you hurry up time? That's not even a thing.
Let's make it. Let's just make it seem like we're doing something here. Go fast.
I'm trying to do something. Yeah. You keep derailing me.
I don't have a wallet. I don't have, like, a wallet. You know, I carry
so you have no connection to this topic is the problem. Like, pretty all much. You can think about is this stupid girl.
Little bit.
And you don't have any thoughts on wallets or how money's stored. I mean, we could talk about commerce. We could talk about packaging for things.
Oh, yeah.
We could talk about how someone's represented by their wallets or their accessories that they carry with them.
All right, guys, I got your guest right here. He's right here.
All right, fine. Let's just... Have our guest.
You can have a seat anywhere you'd like, or if you'd rather prefer to be up in the... Well, I guess you guys can't move the equipment up there.
No, can we please stay in the studio? I'm sorry. Sir, thank you for joining us.
That's all right.
Oh, I detect a little accent, I think.
Well, I don't detect it, but you do, so... Yeah,
right, whatever. I'm sorry.
If you think I got an accent.
Well, we're in the U.S., I mean...
Yeah, I'm from the U.K., yeah, so...
So then...
The EU.
If I were to go to the U.K.,
the EU,
I don't
the
mean
UK,
to be combative... Anyways, welcome.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome to Trends. I'm Levi.
I think we got off on the wrong foot.
That's Dan. Yeah, we did. I apologize.
Hello?
So, yeah.
Cheers, mate.
Yeah, definitely.
Cheers.
Or,
Can I just say cheers to you? Yeah, go ahead, mate. Sounds a lot better than, you know, hey, how you doing? Right,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, cheers, mate. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah.
I see you brought your own, you brought a beer with you.
Hell, yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a good thing. You can do that over here.
Yeah. Yeah, sure. You know, make yourself... Comfortable.
I will.
So,
chat.
Wow, yeah.
Very comfy chair.
Yeah, I mean, you can put your legs up on the table. That's fine. Welcome to Trends. And today we're talking about wallets. So maybe you could introduce yourself and let us know if you have some kind of connection to wallets.
Oh, yeah, well, of course. I'm here because of I have the largest collection of the world's wallets.
Oh, you do?
Well, one of them, yes.
You collect wallets.
I collect them, yes.
That's amazing.
Yes, it's a bit of a session, a bit of fun. I mean, it started out as a bit of a hobby, and if any obsession, the hobby grows and grows and grows, you know.
Of course.
Here I am, I have one of the world's largest collection of, wallets.
And I'm sorry, what was your name?
I'm sorry. My name is Eustace Benedict.
Eustace Benedict.
Yes, Eustace.
All right. Can we call you Eustace?
Yeah, you can call me whatever you like.
All right.
I'll answer to Eustace.
All right. That's what I'll call you then.
Yes. If you call me something else. So don't call me Frederick or Fred.
Okay. Is that something
you don't look like a Fred.
No.
I want to be the only one in the room saying Fred. Okay?
Well, you want to say Fred.
No, stop saying
it. I'm sorry.
So I want to be the only
my
one.
My apologies.
Right?
Yeah.
Everybody else says we're going to have problems, all right?
Okay. Wow, you're kind of an intense dude.
Yeah, all right. I'm not afraid to use it.
You can put the knife away. We're not
looking. Don't say the word Fred again. Fred, this knife's coming out, all right?
We're not looking for problems.
All right. Just saying. You're fucking with the wrong customer.
We are not trying to fuck with you, sir.
All right.
Just trying to do our program here, and it's
I've got two knives. I'll not tell you what the other one is.
That's fine. I hope I don't find out, to be honest.
You don't.
Keep that secret.
Don't say Fred of that other word I don't want to hear.
Okay. Fair enough. I will not.
All right.
You are free to say any words you like.
Great.
While you're here.
Why are you looking so scared there, sheepish one?
Yeah, Dan, it's...
You had a knife an inch from my nose. Oh, are you feel scared? Huh? Are you shaking?
Yes, that's scary.
No, I wasn't scared. I've never had that happen before. Oh, you want to see it again?
Okay, yeah. We don't need the knife out.
Does it scare you? Actually, it doesn't. It doesn't scare me at all, because today's my day.
No. Yeah. Dan, be the sheepish one. I actually
don't
think
threaten
that's...
me, young man. Yeah? I'm going to try to cut your throat from
ear
to ear.
Guys. How about we talk about wallets? Eustace has a great wallet collection.
One of the biggest wallet collections in
the world. Yeah. Did you start this when you were young? Is that...
Yeah, I started when I was about six or seven. I got my first wallet.
And what do you remember it? I mean, do you still have that wallet?
Oh, yeah. I still have it. This is right here.
Wow. Well, it's a dark leather
thing. It's just a typical leather wallet.
Yeah.
It's the first one I had there. It's got sentimental value. It's my wallet of luck.
It's pretty worn in. I mean, that thing's...
Used to be my wallet. Once I got it, it became my wallet.
Oh, so it was somebody else's, it was a hand-me-down wallet?
Oh, yeah, sort of, yeah. I mean, I handed it down to me, myself.
Oh, so, I mean, was it given to you by a relative, or?
Oh, it was given to me by anybody. I just, found it.
Oh, you just found a wallet, outside?
How does anybody get a collection of anything? They find stuff, and they,
Well, I mean, usually gifts, or you purchase things, that.
Wait, yeah.
Yeah, so you buy wallets, to add to you.
Yeah, I find them.
I feel like you're hiding some information from me about, you don't need to...
What's he doing over there?
Nonchalant. He's
putting your hand in your pocket, Levi.
Sir, hey, Eustace, I don't actually keep my wallet back there, if that's what you're reaching for.
I was just going to demonstrate a little bit how I got my wallets.
So you,
I'm going to go and disguise the other guys.
Dan doesn't carry a wallet.
Why are you making that noise?
Yeah.
How could you...
Your whistling is drawing attention to you in the...
Yeah, there's no money back there.
We don't have money.
There's just one really ripe ass cheek. Yeah, I can tell.
Not good. Would it be fair to say that you're kind of a pickpocket?
I can call it whatever you like. I get my wallets. It's a mania. It's an obsession. I get them. I make sure to clean them out because nothing is more disgusting than a non-cleaned out wallet in a collection.
Okay, so you steal wallets from people.
I find wallets. You don't find escapers.
Where do you find them?
You're a fucking idiot.
Okay. But are you finding them in people's
pockets? Sometimes I'm walking about the street. I see somebody take out their wallet, looks pretty nice, put it in their back pocket. I say, hey, that man doesn't appreciate that wallet. That woman doesn't know the value of that wallet. So I take it from them and I let them go on and buy another wallet. And I take that wallet and I put it in my collection. I clean it out first, though.
So what do you mean by clean it out? You take out the things and give them...
Take all the things out and I generally put them in a couple of
sacks. You mean the money?
Yes, the money.
And credit cards?
Yeah, credit cards, all that stuff.
And what do you do with
fixtures?
So you just take... You're stealing money and credit cards and buying stuff.
No, I just... That's just what's in these wallets. It's what I got to do to get the wallets.
Well, what do you do with...
Wallets is an obsession with me.
What do you do with the money and the credit cards that you're stealing?
Hey, yeah, well...
What do you do with the cash?
No, your business.
Well, it sounds like you're just stealing...
The second knife is out. Now I'm taking the other one out. You got two knives right in front of your face.
Yeah, I can see your knives.
Oh, you like the knife dance? You see it dancing around your face? Quit asking me about what I do with the money, all right? We won't have a problem.
Okay, well then let's talk more about the wallets themselves.
All right.
Is that a fair topic?
That's fine with me.
Okay. Can you put away the knives?
Yes.
We're not here trying to cause you any problems.
Yeah, you're damn right, mate. The only person causing problems in here is going to be me.
Yes, I can see that.
Yeah.
Maybe you just
can... I can take you.
Dan, what
are
you...
Excuse me?
What are you doing?
I said I can take you, motherfucker. I ain't scared of knives. Neither is Dan.
Okay.
Neither is Levi. We can all take you, motherfucker.
Dan, stay in your chair. Jumpers? No.
Within 2 seconds, I can have reinforcements. Oh, yeah? Like what reinforcements?
We don't really need...
Goat. You say goat.
Okay. This isn't going to end well.
What's that old man doing here?
He's just here enjoying the food upstairs.
Yeah, it smells like goat. Goat.
Oh, there he goes.
I'm not threatening of either of you, all right? Any of you, all right?
I'm not threatening
you
anyone.
Motherfucker.
The only thing is, you're too stupid to know how scared you should be right now, because I'll fuck you up.
Jumpers, what are you doing?
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, but I mean, if he's a threat, you keep him out of the studio. You don't let him in here.
No, he's in our territory right now, you know? Yeah. And he's pissing around.
Yeah, but we're trying to, I mean.
I'll just let you know, if you piss anymore where you're not supposed to, I'm going to fuck you up.
Hey.
So I got knives to it. Sometimes it could be Chopper City up in this motherfucker. Chopper, what's a chopper? You don't know what a chopper is.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either.
It's a gun, motherfucker.
Oh. Okay. So then, yeah, that probably beats a knife. I mean,
Yeah, that beats a knife for sure. All right, I don't want any guns or anything like that. All right, let's just make peace. You know, okay. All right.
You backed down quickly. That was.
Well, I don't like guns. Who does?
Not me. I hear they have some firing. Sometimes I fire even when the safety's on.
You don't mess about with that stuff. You don't muck about that stuff, you know? That's why I just carry me knives.
I don't.
You Americans are crazy.
Well,
just carry around about your guns. Nobody needs all those guns.
Well, I mean,
people need wallets.
But if they have guns, then you won't take their wallets, it sounds like. So that's probably the only way to keep you from...
You figured me out.
Stealing wallets.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I came to America. I need to expand my American collection of wallets.
You can conceal and carry in the United States. People can have a gun without
you knowing. I'll find where your wallet is, where you conceal it, and where you carry it.
You don't know who's armed with a weapon or a gun or not. Did you know that? A lot of Americans just carry guns casually.
Yeah, what is this, the Wild West?
Kind of. I mean, that's how a lot of people behave. So you've been here how long? A couple weeks?
3 days.
Three days, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I met Mr. Laszlo on the first day. I was coming.
Did you take his wallet?
Yeah, I took his wallet.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I have it right here. He liked it so much, he thought it was so funny, he got to talking to me.
Oh, okay.
You know, he said I could just keep the wallet. He's a rich man, he's a millionaire, just keep whatever's in it. Instead of payment, just go to this address at this time and bring some wallets with you that you're proud of.
So you have more wallets?
Yeah, here they are, mate.
Oh, wow, yeah, you have several. Oh, these are...
I got hundreds more.
So why? Back home. So why do you save the wallets?
Well, because I love them.
Oh, okay. So you're not just stealing...
This is Diana Ross's wallet.
You stole a wallet from Diana Ross?
Yeah, it was pretty easy.
It
was in her hair. She didn't even know it was in her hair. She was walking around in a daze. So I just reached up and took it out from it. It wasn't any work at all. She just walked by.
That's amazing.
Yeah. There's some hair still sticking out of it, man.
So this hair from Diana Ross. Wow.
Get a good whiff.
It smells like...
It was like Diana Ross, right?
Yeah, I've never smelled her
I'm definitely smelling Diana Ross.
How do you know what Diana Ross smells like?
I don't know. This one smells.
All right. It's fine. I mean,
it's definitely her, mate.
I mostly only smell goat, to be honest. It's sort of so...
Somebody say Diana Ross.
What? How would... All right, I'm going to just see if this works.
Smell this, old man. Can you still smell?
I can smell it.
Does that smell like Diana Ross?
Ooh, brings me back. I remember.
Saturday evening.
Goat.
Huh? Did somebody say...
No, goat. There's a goat upstairs. There's a goat.
Diana Ross is upstairs.
Yes. All right. I don't even know what that
is. There's a lot going on in this place.
There is a ton.
There's a ton of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Try to relax.
You're trying to relax?
Yeah, just having a good time. Kick back, have a good interview, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you've pulled a knife on us like seven times.
Look at this, I got your wallet.
How did you find that?
See, I have a secret technique.
Why keep it in my shoe? How did you get...
See?
I mean, that's
amazing.
You didn't
even hear me go...
No, I didn't. Can I have it back, please?
Yeah.
Can I have it back now?
This one escape is Liz's fucking idiot.
Okay, but you can't just take my wallet.
You're a fucking idiot.
I mean, I could call Jumpers back in here.
That's okay, I got his.
That's a terrible idea.
Motherfucker! What the fuck? What are you doing with my wallet? You're giving that back.
I would give him back his wallet.
Okay. For you, I'll give it back, because I don't want to. It's Chopper City, because I ain't fucking around.
Okay, all right. Hey,
I got this new girl's number in there, man. If you'd have lost that, I'd fucking wax your ass.
You just care about the phone number?
Hell yeah, fuck about the wallet. Ha ha. Also, I could have kept it. No, you couldn't have. I just had this conversation with you, man. Listen up. Put relaxing.
Right. Yeah.
I also have that other man's wallet right there.
It's mine. It's me. He has my wallet.
I don't carry a wallet, dude. You can't have anything from me.
Yeah, you could. I don't know what you would take of Dan's. You'd take his.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he has much.
His hat.
Not even James.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What would I contribute to my collection?
I don't know. I don't know where Dan keeps stuff.
I have a museum, folks. You can come see it.
A wallet museum?
Yes, it's in the UK. It's in London.
Oh, okay.
So I took it to the square.
Really? Wow. That's
just turned down this one alley. You know, it's kind of right off Piccadilly Square. There'll be like a dumpster, a green and yellow dumpster. I have painted a sign on this, says Wallet Museum, this way. And you just go down that dark alley, keep going, take another turn, take another turn. And it's going to get darker. You're probably going to get scared for a little bit, but no need to worry. Just keep coming.
All right, this is clearly a scam for you to steal people's wallets for them to go down.
How dare you?
How dare I? That's you're a thief. You're stealing people's wallets, and now you're creating a whole scenario where they come down a dark alley and make it easier for you to steal their wallets. Right. And then you throw their wallets in the dumpster.
I guess that's how you look at it, isn't it?
No, that's what it is.
No.
I would, you know, I'd be more respectful of you if you just acknowledge that you're just a thief.
You give respect, you get respect, you know, and I'll do it.
You're not giving anyone respect.
Yes,
you're stealing people's money.
I'm giving them the honor of having one of their wallets in my collection.
It's not honorable.
Yes, and thank you for the contribution.
You know what? Keep my wallet.
Keep this loses. Fuck you.
All right. Well, you know what? Hey, we're going to wrap up the show. This has been a huge disappointment.
Oh, I can go now?
Yeah.
Because he gave me a lot of money.
Who did?
Sir Lancelot?
Yeah. Well,
he's been knighted and everything. I've never met a knight before.
Yeah, he's impressive.
I've stolen from plenty, but never met. I never stick around to really, you know, thank the person for the contribution.
Did you steal from Sir Richard Branson?
I'm sure I have.
You don't even know?
I don't know who that is.
He's
a knight. I told you I never met a knight before.
Okay, all right. Sorry.
Well, I'm going to get out of this place.
Yeah,
you
thanks.
You can fumigate this area.
Thanks.
Don't give me any fucking trouble when I leave, all right?
We're asking you to leave. We're not giving you any
just
trouble.
Just get your little sorry-ass knife and get on out of here, all right?
Yeah, seriously, get out.
Motherfucker, you couldn't open an envelope with that.
Well, he probably could.
Probably could, yeah. I definitely could, mate. See, look.
Hey, leave my mail alone, okay?
All right,
you
mate.
Already took my wallet.
Hey, it's nice to meet you all. Cheers.
Cheers? What the hell?
Cheers. Not you, mate. Fuck you.
Yeah, why are you saying cheers?
Because he told me I could before.
Yeah, he just stole my wallet.
I told him Fred. Listen, fucker.
Okay.
All right. Nobody's saying anything, okay?
Yeah.
Don't give me any fucking trouble. Good boy.
No one is going to give you any... What was his deal with Fred? What was that all about?
I don't know.
Well, Dan...
British people don't like the word Fred. They think it's funny or something.
I don't know. I've never heard of that.
You never know.
I'm gonna see about getting a fumigator in here to get rid of the gypsies.
That's okay, man. You know, I kind of like the smell.
Okay, but I need to get rid of these gypsies because it's.
I ain't getting rid of them. Now that Dan's got a hold on one of them, you ain't getting rid of them.
Dan, the fact that you like her this much means she's messed up.
So, that's.
So scary. She's gonna cause problems.
I'll take care.
All right. Well, anyways, we're out of time. And that was our guest. And he just stole my wallet. He pulled a knife on you.
Should have got your wallet back like me, man. Tell me to pull out a gun.
I don't have a gun.
I didn't either. I was just lying. I don't have guns.
What?
No, I was just lying to him. You just got to show a face. Half the time, guys will back down.
I don't have that kind of bravado.
Yeah, you do.
I do?
Yeah, a gun has that much power, man.
But I don't have a gun.
I don't either. You just got to act like you got one and you'll pull it out. Pull it, you know. Pretend you're the Punisher, motherfucker.
Well, I'll try that next time.
Yep.
Next time some guy comes in the studio, pulls a knife, steals my wallet, and then says cheers and leaves, and Dan waves happily as he's walking away.
That's what he usually does.
So we should wrap it up, so Dan, you can go and join your friend up outside.
Okay. We're almost done here.
Yeah.
Where you going, man? Looks like you guys got break rate. Dan, I'm upstairs.
All right, you've been listening to Trends.
Yeah!